The Broncos are getting set for their regular season finale, and now we're pleased to be joined by Phil Simms, who will be calling the game with Jim Nance. And it's kind of fitting because the last time we talked with you was before the first game of the season against the Ravens.
Right.
Yeah. So the team has changed so much over the course of 17 weeks. How do you feel like they've kind of morphed into where they are now and getting set for a playoff push?
Oh, I don't have time for that answer. I couldn't even get all that out during a football game. But it's really interesting to see every team goes through this. And, you know, every year is 4 years long. Your team is going to change. And the hard thing is getting through the first four or five games because everybody's fresh, fast, and it's really physical. But the team, you know, I think we know now what we knew at the start of the year, that the defense had a chance to be special. It is. And when you look at the football team, everything you do, in my eyes, would be almost, let's try to complement our defense because it's that good, and it single-handedly can win games if you put it in the right positions.
You mentioned the defense there. This team's goal is to win the Super Bowl. Brock Osweiler comes in, and now Peyton's going to be the backup. Do you feel like this team can still get to that eventual goal of winning the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. You know, I've said it, of course, I say it on a lot of different venues, but I've said it on during games, I've said it on Showtime, whatever. Say it to writers all the time. When you have a unit on the football team that is so overwhelmingly dominant, which the defense is, that gives you a chance. And, you know, it could be turnovers. It's just a play. Every game when you watch Denver play, the defense has stretches where it's just suffocating. It just takes the life out of the other team. So when you can do that, you have a great chance to win the Super Bowl.
You just talked with Brock Osweiler. Where do you feel like he is mentally right now, especially with all the things going on and Peyton Manning, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer is his backup all of a sudden?
Well, I would think he's in as good a spot as he's been in all year long. I mean, there's nothing like, you know how you get confidence? You do what you want to do. In other words, he went on the field and he's had success. He's led the team back two times in big victories. He's played, my gosh, New England, Cincinnati. He's at Pittsburgh. Does it get bigger in all those games? So he's done that. And to have success, that's what gives you confidence. And when you get that kind of confidence as a quarterback, you throw the ball better. You believe in what you see. Your decision-making gets better. And you're more efficient. You just keep on. And forget that. What about the coaches? How do they feel? They call plays. They draw up plays. They do a lot of things that are different. So things are pretty good right now for Brock Osweiler.
What's going to be the biggest challenge for him heading into his first playoffs? I mean, he's only started six games. The Chargers will be his seventh, and then now all of a sudden now he's in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was actually going to say something to him, but I didn't. You know, we were in the room for the show this Sunday. You know, when you run out in the field for a regular season game is great in the NFL. But when you run out in the field for the playoff game, as soon as you come out of that tunnel or whatever you're running out of, you go, uh-oh, it's truly different. And you can feel it, the energy and the passion. And the biggest thing is, too, everything is equal emotionally for both teams. So one team is not traveling. You know, they just didn't play two tough games. They're not. Everybody's up for the playoffs. So if he's the starting quarterback come playoff time, he'll find that out. And, well, if I get a chance to talk to him, we'll have a nice laugh about it afterwards. Like, oh, man, this is different. But it's different in a great way. It just gives you great energy.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Phil. The Broncos still have some work to do before the playoffs, the Chargers, and we'll enjoy listening to Phil Simms on the call.